I want to tell you a story about my cat, Sugar Bear. And when I was a little girl, my parents had a basement apartment in Bolton Hill. And we had Sugar Bear 1, who was hit by a car. And I don't remember Sugar Bear 1 too much. But we got another cat, and of course we named it Sugar Bear, because that's what you do when you're 3 years old. When I was 4, my parents moved to Kent Island. My father had this kind of Hemingway thing, like hunting and fishing. We had a duck blind in the front yard. And Sugar Bear went from an alley cat to this kind of bruiser in the field. He was constantly getting in fights. And on Kent Island back then, and probably still today, we don't put leashes on anything. So the animals run around everywhere. And Sugar Bear was like that. He was always, like I said, getting into fights. And I loved him anyway, you know. And I have a scar under my eye from when he scratched me. And I still loved him because he was just Sugar Bear, my cat. The real test of our relationship, though, was when I was 8 years old. Our science class had an incubator and some eggs in there. And the eggs hatched, and they did a drawing, three people, and I got one. And I got it a shoebox to take. You took them around to school with me with a little shoebox with holes in it, rode the school bus home with my little shoebox, and he's peeping in there, and I decided to name him Tiny Fluffy Chicken. And you know, I was just real excited about this, and my father came home, and he was making fried chicken jokes and, you know, telling me, well, what are you going to do when it's a big fat hen? What are you going to name it then? And I just ignored him, and I cleared out our playpen. Or not playpen, our toy box, and made it like a playpen for the chicken. And you're supposed to give it like a 60-watt bulb to keep it warm, but we only had a 40-watt bulb one. And the little chicken just curled up on the light bulb. He was so cute. And the next day when I came home, my father was there to greet me. And he worked at IBM downtown Baltimore, so he drove all the way from Baltimore to Kent Island to meet me, because Sugar Bear ate Tiny Fluffy Chicken. And he ate him whole. There was not a beak, not a claw, a feather, anything. Sugar Bear woofed him down. And I was a little sad, but I hadn't had much time to bond with Tiny Fluffy Chicken the way I did with Sugar Bear. So I forgave Sugar Bear, and he lived about 2 more years, and he was still my dear cat. So that's it.